Hello, and welcome to Ask the Mayor here on WBAA News. I'm your host, Emily Seiberg. Thanks so much for being with us. This week, Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest. If you have questions for the mayor, you can still email those in to ask@wbaa.org. Good afternoon, Mayor Sheets.
Hello. How are you, Emily?
I'm doing well.
Good.
So the last time I spoke with you, your first COVID-19 vaccination had to be rescheduled because of the winter storm that came through. I want to say you had moved out a week or two. So did you get that? How did that go?
I did. I got my vaccine, the first one. It went very well. I had a little soreness in my arm, but that was it. So I was pretty happy about that. I go on the 30th then for my second shot.
Okay. So. And remind me where you got that shot, Mayor.
Okay. I got it at Fairgrounds.
Okay.
Where the Department of Health is having their clinic out there, and it's really a nice setup. I was so impressed with it. It's run by mainly volunteers, and it was just really smooth. You just went in, they took care of you, and you had to wait your 15 minutes, and then you got to leave. But it was a very smooth transition, you know, from when you walk in to where you leave. So
your second dose is on the 30th, and
yes.
Then there's a waiting period kind of after that for that to take full effect. I've been talking to people about, you know, what's on their list. You know, what do they want to do that they haven't been doing once they get vaccinated? Do you have something you really want to do once you get to that safer period?
You know, not really. I think probably for a while I'll still continue. You know, of course, I want to wear my mask. I'll, you know, social distance. I think I'm still going to take those precautions as well, you know, even though I have that vaccination, and just probably stay in the same routine for a month or so and see how things go.
Okay. So we've talked about Frankfurt's Aquatic Center many times on the show, and that project got put on hold last year as things were kind of uncertain. But it sounds like now it's officially back on the table. Can you tell us where things are at, you know, right now in the planning process? What's the next step?
Well, we had a work session our council did a couple weeks ago. And we talked about that, and we decided to go ahead and move forward and, you know, get some bids and see where we are, and hopefully we're going to be able to move forward. We had to make sure that our finances were in order and that we're going to be able to finance at least a nice aquatic center. I'm thinking there's going to have to be some cuts on it, but nothing that's really going to have a big effect on it. We're thinking we're probably going to have to do something different on the concession stand. We will still have a concession stand, but maybe just not as elaborate as they had, you know, set up in the plans to begin with. And just a couple of other smaller things, but we're looking forward to putting it out for bid and see where we are.
So when you're looking at, so you're talking about, you know, what you might have to cut or change to save money, you know, what, aside from the concession stand, you know, what, describe, I guess, the best you can, you know, what's the vision for the Aquatic Center, maybe as it was initially planned, so people can kind of get that in their mind? What would it look like?
Okay, we're going to have a lazy river.
And can you explain to me, what is a lazy river? I've heard that before. I think I know what you're talking about, but what does a lazy river mean?
People usually get on like inner tubes or something like that, and they float down this area, and then they can get out and then get back in, and it's just a really relaxing thing, and I think that's for all ages. That's what I think is really good about it. Everybody looks forward to a lazy river because it's for all ages.
Okay, so we have a lazy river, and then what else are we looking at? Okay,
and then we're going to have a kiddie area. We're also going to have a zero entrance, you know, so that people can not have to go up and down the steps. They can just go in at a zero entrance. We're also going to have a lap pool. Now, we have talked about maybe cutting back a couple of those. I think it was supposed to be at 6, and we're thinking about maybe going back to 3 or 4. We're still trying to, you know, figure out if that would be a good thing to do.
So I know when cities are, you know, when I've talked to mayors before, they're looking at a project that maybe other cities have also undertaken. You know, as you're looking at the redesign or just the design in general, are there other aquatic centers that you or other people have taken a look at as a good example or something that you might want to follow?
The planning of this, of course, you probably know, was a while back, probably a year to a year and a half ago. And I know they looked at other aquatic centers, and I know that our current park superintendent has also talked with other people that have aquatic centers. Myself, I've only been involved since I've been in as mayor, and we're going to try to stick pretty much to those plans. So no, I have not reached out to other communities to see what they have to offer. But like I said, a lot of that planning had already taken place.
Okay. So how much money do you want to spend on the project? I mean, do you have a number in mind that you'd prefer, that you think should be spent on this?
I would like to see right around $9 million. That would be good for me. I would be okay with that. If we're able to afford the bond payments, and, of course, that we're going to have the money available from the funds that we're going to have to use, we're going to use our Redevelopment Commission, our TIF funds, along with our edit funds, which is our income tax. So we got to make sure that we can stay within those budgets. So we're working closely with our financial consultants and also our legal advisors just to make sure that we're able to do that.
And when would this project be completed if you start this process now?
It's probably going to be in 2023 by the time that we get bids, you know, put back out. They start the construction. They said there would be a chance that in 2022 it might be mid to late summer, maybe even into fall. So, of course, we probably won't be able to open the pool at that time. It would be the following year in 2023.
I know that, you know, Frankfort has undertaken a number of projects in recent years. Some people are really happy about that. Some people worry about the expenditure. You know, in general, how are people reacting to getting this off the ground and having an aquatic center?
Me personally, I have heard nothing but positive about it. Everybody's excited about it because I think it's something that they've missed. It's something that our communities wanted. And, of course, this will probably be, what, our second summer that we won't have a pool. Now, we will have the splash pad at Prairie Creek Park, but I think people are missing it. I mean, that was a really good amenity for the city. So everything that I've seen, I've read, it's been really positive feedback. So I'm excited about that.
So, yeah, it is an amenity, not just for Frankfort, but how, you know, do you think this could also be something that brings people in from, you know, the surrounding areas to Frankfort?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think it would bring people in from other areas. And I think anytime there's a new type thing like this, a new aquatic center or something like that, everybody wants to come and see it, try it out, you know, see if they like it. And so I'm hoping it does attract, you know, from other communities. I know right now a lot of people from our community go to Lebanon and Lafayette. So I'm going to guess maybe the same thing will happen for us. You know, we get maybe some from Lebanon, Lafayette, the surrounding areas. So
you are listening to Ask the Mayor here on WBAA News. I'm Emily Seiberg. Thanks so much for joining us this week. We are talking to Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. So, Mayor, I was watching your March 8th City Council meeting. I wanted to ask you about this. There was a resolution that addressed the sale of some real estate in downtown Frankfort. And what kind of sounds like could be the development of some new apartments, maybe some retail space in that property. So first, what real estate are we talking about in downtown? What real estate does that resolution address?
That was what used to be the main hotel and the cave, which
okay.
was the bar. So it's those two properties. The apartments are going to be upstairs, hopefully, when everything gets renovated. It's going to be, I think there's two floors of apartments. The main level then would be for retail businesses. That's our goal right now. What's going to happen with the cave, I'm not really sure. I know there's been different talks of what they might do with it and if they will keep it, you know, the building. But I do know that they're going to renovate the old main hotel.
So what's the history of that building? You know, is there anything in there right now?
No, there is not. No, it's been closed down. I'm going to guess probably a year and a half now that it has been closed down, maybe a little bit longer. And the Redevelopment Commission actually purchased that. So right now, that is who it's in the hands of until the sale is final. So,
yeah, can you explain a little bit of the background just on the resolution, how all of this kind of came together?
Yes. When the Redevelopment Commission purchased the building, they were not expecting to do anything with it other than hopefully pass it on, you know, to somebody else that would be willing to renovate it, to make it either a retail space, you know, apartments, whatever they saw fit. And so I think that when they first purchased that, they were just trying to take, you know, like control of it so that we'd have some idea what's going to go in there.
Okay.
So, you know, not just anybody could buy that. So this gives us an opportunity to say, what are you going to put in there, you know, and to be okay with what that's going to be. But they're not really in the real estate business. The Redevelopment Commission is not. You know, they just purchased the building. And I know they're anxious as well to sell this.
So, again, kind of thinking about how downtown development is important, and it's not just important in Frankfurt, it's important in many cities and towns. I'm thinking about, you know, nickel plate flats, kind of providing living spaces downtown. Do you think there's specifically demand for more downtown residences? I know we've talked about the need for housing in Frankfurt in general. Do you think that people are looking for that downtown?
You know, I do. I think that's become a very popular thing, especially with the younger adults. I think that's what they like is downtown living. You know, they're really close to everything. And yeah, I think it's going to be a good thing. I think it's something that we need.
So something else that's been unfolding in Frankfurt, the demolition of the old IU Health Hospital. And there's now a new hospital.
Yeah.
But I've been seeing lots of people sharing memories about the old hospital. They were born there. Their children were born there. And I want to say the hospital is now letting people have bricks, I think, from the hospital. Okay.
I know it is a very sentimental place for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people have been born there. A lot of people have been there through illnesses. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's a big thing for the community. And seeing it torn down, and people want the bricks, of course, to have a memory of it. I know my four grandchildren were born there, and my daughter's wanting bricks, you know, for them, and to keep that as a memory.
So what is going in that kind of old space once everything has been removed and cleaned up and gotten out of the way? You know, what then happens to that space?
IU Health will actually use that for parking, fix it for parking, and also there's going to be some green space. So that's the plan right now, not another building or anything like that, but for additional parking and to make it look nice in that area.
So when will that project be wrapping up?
I'm not sure. I have not heard exactly a date. The last time I was by there, it looked like they probably had at least another third of the building to take down. So I'm thinking it's going to probably be a while.
Are you going to be getting your own memorial brick, Mayor? Or
yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I was born there. So.
Well, I was going to ask if you had.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, how long was the former hospital, the now, how long was it there?
Oh, my gosh, I can't even remember what they said the date was. But it's been there quite some time. I mean, and things have changed in it. When I was born or when I went out there, it was a totally different setup. I hate to say I'm that old, but, but you know, they had, like, wards, you know, like beds. Now you have private rooms and you have all this stuff. We used to go in. Sometimes there would be, like, 6 or 8 beds in the same room. You know, everything's just changed so much. But it's been, I don't know the date for sure that it was built. And then they added on, of course, the newer part. So
yeah, I was just really struck, just this kind of this, oh, they're tearing this down. And people really felt an emotional connection, it feels like, to this place. You know, lots of important life moments can happen in a hospital.
Absolutely. You know, I know I've spent time there. My family has spent time there. Like, some of my grandkids were born there. So, yeah, it's a very special spot for a lot of people.
So also speaking of real estate, this also, again, kind of popped up during the council meeting I was watching. And I thought, And then I stumbled onto a lengthy debate about this on social media. So I definitely wanted to ask. There was a little side discussion during the council meeting about a closed Kentucky Fried Chicken and what might be replacing it, what might be happening there. So first, when did the KFC shut down? What part of town is that in?
Okay, that's on the east side of town. It's right next to our McDonald's. It's probably been closed now, maybe close to 6 months. And this, what I've been told, and as far as from the city side, we have not had anybody apply for a permit or anything, but in order to close that building out and to get it ready to put on the market, they go in and they paint and they clean and they take their equipment out and that type thing. So that's what I had heard that Kentucky Fried Chicken had done. They were going in, painting, cleaning, removing, you know, their equipment, and then it was going to be put on the market. But at this point, we have not had anybody apply for anything with the city as far as permits or anything like that. Now, you know, if Kentucky Fried Chicken has something with someone else, we're not aware of it.
So the idea is the idea, I guess, that another restaurant would move into that space. Does it need to be a restaurant? Would it be something else? You know, how does that generally work?
I would think a restaurant would be a good thing, and I think that's probably what they'll lean towards, but I'm not for sure. But right in there are the restaurants. We have like our Wendy's or McDonald's, you know, Dairy Queen, all those are right in that area. So I would think that would be a good area for a restaurant.
So what would you like to see? Because this was the thing I also noticed is that everyone, of course, has their personal suggestion for what needs to into that space, their personal preference. So, I mean, I guess, what do you think would be a good fit for that area over there?
When I just looked at it, just myself, I thought, I wonder if that would be a Rally's or, you know, something like that, kind of a drive-through restaurant, because it doesn't have a huge parking area. You know, it's a pretty good in and out, but I don't know. I think a restaurant, though, would be very good there. What type? I really don't know.
But for Frankfurt residents who are wondering, and it does seem like there are a few, it sounds like right now, as of right now, you do not have a specific, you know, business restaurant organization that's come forward to the city and said, no, we are interested in going into this property.
No, we have not. I mean, there are all sorts of speculations out there. And just the other day, I saw even more, you know, on social media where people are, they're sure that it's going to be another KFC. And I'm like, I don't know where they're getting that information, but we're not aware of it.
Okay. So, and I think we've talked about this before, but at the station, you know, we reported on economic development in Frankfurt before, and we did a survey of residents about what they wanted to come to town. And this is kind of a classic example of that, when you just ask people, you know, what kind of food, you know, what kind of restaurant do you want to see come into town? What restaurant that closed are you really, you know, wishing was back here? I mean, I guess as mayor, more broadly speaking, what are the types of businesses you would want to work to attract? You know, what do you think is missing? You know, we were talking about the pool being a great amenity. You know, what are the maybe the restaurants and places like that you would want to make a push to have come to town?
You know, I think in that area and for what we need, I think right now a restaurant is something that I would like to see there. I think that would be very important. The one thing, you know, a lot of people are saying like a Starbucks or a coffee shop or something like that. One thing is we have some small local owner businesses like that, you know, coffee shops or that type thing. I just don't want that competition for our small businesses. That's a concern of mine. You know, if you bring certain types in, you know, how that's going to be for our small businesses.
So with a Starbucks, I know that, you know, that specifically being coffee, you know, that can kind of turn into a place that people are visiting on kind of even a daily basis, maybe on the way into work, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. If you don't want a place like that to come in, and you want to kind of support the local business owners who are in that kind of same line, you know, what can you do to support them and amplify their work and make sure that people are headed there instead of to a corporation?
Right. And, you know, I think that's something that would be hard to do. Now, I'm going to support whatever goes in there because I want to see the city grow. I want to see that economic development. But I also, you know, I want to keep in mind that we do have the small businesses that we also want to keep going. So, you know, we'd have to have some conversations on it.
One more item from your council meeting I did want to touch on. There was a first reading of an ordinance appropriating, I believe, $50,000 from last year's city COVID-19 funds from the state. I think you said in total those came to over $513,000. And you wanted to direct that money for the Board of Works budget for delayed expenses.
Yes.
So, yeah, just what were some of those expenses? I know you mentioned, you know, equipment and supplies, but didn't know if you had anything more specific to say about, you know, what that money would be paying for.
One of the things specifically that we're looking at right now is at our clinic set up at the fairgrounds, they might need cones or, you know, caution tape, that type thing. And I know that the emergency management and the county has worked very hard to put that together and gotten some items. And so, you know, we are going to help them pay for those purchases as far as the cones and the trailer to pull it on and that type thing. Also, we know in the future there could still be like our PPE or, you know, the sanitizing things, anything like that. So we just wanted to have some money already appropriated so when those expenses come up, we would be able to go ahead and take care of those.
So you, with that total number, that just over $513,000 total, you know, how much of that has the city used at this point?
Well, the way when we took that $513,000, it was really a reimbursement for our public safety employees. So we technically have already fulfilled what we got the money for. You know, they said turn in your payrolls, that type thing, and that's what we got reimbursed for, were those expenses. But it's also extra money that we were not counting on, so that's why I thought it would be good if we could appropriate part of that back in to the city general to use for COVID expenses.
So last week, I think it was last week, the days kind of run together, it was a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. And among other things, many other things, it gives money to state and local governments to help with COVID expenses, but also, you know, this is also supposed to help with, you know, gaps in revenue that some cities and counties and states saw because of the pandemic. So it kind of broadens the scope of what the money can be used for, because not everywhere, but in some places, you know, mayors had to lay off employees, you know, cut back on services, things like that. You know, this would help with those expenditures. So, you know, looking at this relief package, you know, how would extra money in general help the city of Frankfort right now? Where could you use that help?
Well, we're currently working with our financial consultants, Reedy Financial, and they're helping us check into exactly what this money can be used for.
Okay.
And I've heard so many different things. And they said, like, the first half of it will be dispersed in 60 days, and the next half may not be dispersed till the following year. So we're not sure when or how we're going to get that. And then I also read some that said, you know, you only have 3 years to spend it, and we cannot collect it to say that it was lost revenue because of property taxes. So, I mean, there's all sorts of things going on out there. I'm kind of waiting for a clearer picture of what it can be used for and exactly how it's going to be dispersed.
So if we're talking about just the blue sky version of what you would use it for, if they said, yeah, go ahead and use it on what you need, you know, what would that be? Where does that,
you know,
need to go?
I think one thing that would be good would be like the infrastructure, you know, our paving, that type things for our streets, our roads. I would like to be able to do that. That is such a costly thing for the city. And really paving, it takes so much. You know, we budget for a certain amount and we hope to get a grant from the state. We try to apply for that. But I think that's something that you never have enough money for, is your paving, the potholes, you know, that type thing.
When this all started, which, again, was basically about 30 seconds after you were sworn in as mayor last
That's
year,
right.
You know, as you were, and again, you've got a long financial background, you know, what were you, as things were kind of unfolding last year, as you were looking at the year ahead, what were you maybe concerned about before things really got going, where you thought we might lose money in the following ways? You know, where were you predicting last year that where the city would take a hit possibly?
Well, the one thing that I was concerned about, which, you know, as we're hearing may have an effect on us, is the income tax, because, you know, we didn't know if people, the unemployment, if they were going to, you know, if we were even going to be able to collect what we were hoping to on the income tax. And then also the property taxes, because people weren't going to be able to pay their property taxes in a timely manner. So we were looking at, is there going to be a delay? Are we not going to be able to? And things have really turned out really well compared to what I thought might have happened. So
I know that part of the discussion right now around COVID, as things kind of start getting better. I know Clinton County's COVID-19 numbers, like much of the states, are much better right now, really trending in the right direction.
Yes.
Part of what we're talking about right now, thinking about right now, is how much of life is going to return to some kind of normal, and what's going to happen this summer, you know, what summer's going to look like. And it looks like Frankfort is planning on July 4th festivities. I want to say some movie showings at Veterans Park. Can you talk about what you're thinking and what the city is planning for the coming months in terms of events like these and others?
right now we're just going to move forward thinking that everything's going to happen like we want to. We're going to be able to have our summer events. We're going to have a lot of events are getting planned for Prairie Creek Park. And like you said, we're having movie nights at Veterans Park. So we're just moving forward as if we're going to be able to do it. Now, we may have to still consider social distancing or mask wearing depending on what happens by that time. But we're looking forward to getting things happening again in the city and letting people be able to come to our events and not have to worry about those things. I mean, last year was a really tough time for everyone, and I think we need to get out and start socializing and do what we can to bring that to the community.
So as you're planning events, and you kind of talked about this a little bit, you know, with your post-fully vaccinated life, you know, how do you hold these events and still try to be mindful of safety measures that might still be needed if every single person isn't vaccinated, if we still kind of need to keep an eye on COVID as we're heading into June, July, and August? Are you still also thinking about safety measures just on a baseline level?
Yes, absolutely. I actually talked to the parks superintendent and his secretary, and, you know, we've talked about that. We think we're going to have to move forward. We're still the mask wearing. You know, try to be social distancing, still take these precautions, sanitizing, that type thing, because you are going to have people that are not going to get the vaccination. So we're still going to have to be cautious of, you know, other things like that and take the precautions that we need to.
So you mentioned Prairie Creek Park. You know, how much are you starting to incorporate Prairie Creek Park as an option into discussions about where events could be held? Because that kind of wasn't an option. Now it is.
Right.
And so how much are you planning to use it?
The Parks Department has been working very hard to get events scheduled. Some of them are what we had scheduled for last year. Couldn't have those, and we're moving them forward to this year, and then some new events. But they've got a lot that they're planning. So it's going to be a fun-filled summer, I'm hoping. Let's keep our fingers crossed that we're going to be able to do that.
So you were vaccinated. COVID numbers are getting better. What can you tell us about how vaccination efforts are going in your area as more and more people become eligible for vaccines? It's now up to 45 and older.
Yes. I think it's going very well. And also they've opened it up to the teachers or people that work in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's working well. And I think people are taking, you know, advantage of being able to get this. And I know some people have just been waiting for it to be to their age group so that they could get it done, so they could start trying to go back to some normalcy.
So I know we've talked about this before. Do you feel like you're still hearing a little bit of hesitancy from some people when it comes to going ahead and getting vaccinated?
Yes, there are still some people that are hesitant, but I think as time goes on, they may reconsider. I think it's just, you know, it's uncomfortable for some people not knowing the effects of it and different things that you hear about it. But I think as time goes on and there's more education on it and they see other people getting it, I think it will get better.
Okay, Mayor, that is all the time that we have for today. Thanks, as always,
thank you
for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
You can find this program at our website, WBAA.org, along with an archive of our conversations with the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, Crawfordsville, and Frankfort. Send us your questions to ask@WBAA.org. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great rest of the day.